Even before the latest flare-up of violence in Iraq, U.S. intelligence officials prepared a report for President Bush that paints a fairly gloomy outlook for the country's near future. The report, called the National Intelligence Estimate, was written back in July. Officials have now given reporters some sense of its content. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the intelligence estimate is at odds with the optimistic picture President Bush has tried to present on the stump.
U.S. officials familiar with the 50-page classified intelligence report describe it as generally pessimistic. They say it argues that even in the best scenario, stability in Iraq would remain tenuous. The worst case is civil war among the country's three main populations, the Sunni, Shiites, and Kurds. But that's not a possibility mentioned during President Bush's campaign swings. Today in Minnesota, President Bush spoke more optimistically than even the best scenario in the intelligence report, saying he believes Iraq is headed toward democracy.
We'll help them get their elections. We'll get them on the path of stability and democracy as quickly as possible, and then our troops will return home with the honor they have earned.
White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan told reporters traveling with the president today that the National Intelligence Estimate simply lays out the challenges facing Iraq over the next year and a half. Yesterday, McClellan himself was dismissing those he called hand-wringers.
Every step of the way in Iraq, there have been pessimists and hand-wringers who said it can't be done. And every step of the way, the Iraqi leadership and the Iraqi people have proven them wrong because they are determined to have a free and peaceful future.
Not surprisingly, Democrats have seized on the National Intelligence Estimate, or NIE. Senator Bob Graham of Florida told reporters in a conference call arranged by the John Kerry campaign that the intelligence report should, quote, pour a big bucket of cold water over the Bush administration's rosy views.
If you read the newspapers, watch TV, you can see the deteriorating conditions in Iraq. Apparently, one person who hasn't been able to see them has been President Bush. And maybe this NIE will awaken him to the realities of what's happening.
Graham, who was formerly on the Senate's Intelligence Committee, called on the Bush administration to make public the latest National Intelligence Estimate, a compilation of views from various agencies. A previous NIE on Iraq in October 2002 was widely assailed by the Senate Committee on Intelligence this year for getting it wrong on weapons of mass destruction.
It was particularly the unclassified version, specifically developed to support the president's desire to go to war in Iraq. This one seems to have more credibility because it presents an alternative to what the president would like to do.
The State Department says it is considering the realities on the ground, and that's why it's shifting U.S. aid to Iraq from rebuilding to security, in hopes this will make Iraqi elections possible. A United Nations report warned that the current level of violence will make it difficult to hold elections in January as planned, and John Kerry's campaign says the National Intelligence Estimate seems to back up that bleak outlook. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.